Patricia Beckles, and I'm going to read Family in the Good Old Days. In my family, we had a cousin, Will. Now, when Will came to town, we always ate high on the hog. Perhaps we didn't eat well the rest of the week, but when Will was in town, we sure did. You see, Will had graduated from high school, gone to college, and become a speaker. I remember my grandmother and her sister getting ready to go listen to Cousin Will speak. Picture this: two little old ladies, not more than 5 feet tall, each thin as a rail, all dressed in black, getting dolled up to go see Will. Now, getting dolled up meant taking the white lace off one dress and putting it on another, so no one would know it was the same dress. You know, I never saw my grandmother in anything but black. Anyway, these two old ladies would clutch one another's arms and go out into traffic to see Cousin Will. They had to cross Tremont Street, and there weren't any traffic lights on the corners then. But of course, only a half a dozen cars went by in an hour. I never knew until many years later that they sat in the back of the hall to hear Will speak, but never let him know they were there, because by then he had graduated from several colleges and was very famous, and they were ashamed that they hadn't progressed as he had. Now about Cousin Will. He was not a tall man. My dad was 6'4", and Cousin Will was not even 6 feet tall. He always dressed well, with a suit and tie, and always wore shined shoes. He had a very clear voice and pronounced his words with care. He had an air about him that made you think twice about addressing him, although with my grandma, he relaxed and was just family. I was not impressed with him or his titles. I was just glad he had come to visit, because I knew we would have a great meal. Sometime later, I asked my grandmother why we hadn't seen Will in a long time. And she said to me, "Kitty?" I don't know why she called me Kitty, but she told me not to mention him anymore, because he had become a communist, and if the police knew he was related to us, we would all go to jail. Well, honey, you know Will was gone from my mind in a flash. I knew I didn't want to go to jail. I grew up, but always in the back of my mind, I missed the good old days when Will would come to visit. No one explained to me about prejudice. I just knew it was there, and it was a fact of life. Will was the first in our family to finish high school, the first to graduate from several colleges, and to go on to international fame. And yet, I was made to feel ashamed of him because of the pervasive atmosphere of the good old days. Well, I stand here today proudly to tell you that Cousin Will was my cousin, William Edward Burkhart Du Bois. When I think of on how Grandma was ashamed that she had not risen high above her humble beginnings, I am proud to remember that five of us first cousins graduated from the Massachusetts Memorial School of Nursing within 3 years of each other, most getting secondary degrees. One became a headmaster of a local high school, while the others became nurses or teachers. And I wonder what Cousin Will would think of us now.